The Feast of the Archangels occurs every year on September 29th, which is Thursday this week. And like we normally do every year around this time, we pick a Sunday around the 29th to celebrate at all the Masses our parish feast day, the Feast of the Archangels. Today I would like to talk about five things that every Catholic should know about the Archangels. Here we go. Number one. First of all, what is an Archangel? The word archangel simply means a high-ranking angel. Think like an archbishop is a high-ranking bishop. In Scripture, only Saint Michael is described as an archangel in the letter of Saint Jude in the New Testament. But Gabriel and Raphael have always been, based on tradition, known as one of the archangels because they too are also mentioned by name in the Bible. Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael are the only three angels' names that we know of. And it's one of the reasons why they're considered the archangels and because of the special missions that each of them had to do. There are nine different choirs of angels, different groupings of angels. And we see these different choirs in different books of the Bible. And so there's a hierarchy of the choirs, and archangels are right above angels. So they're a high-ranking angel. Secondly, why do we call the archangels saints if they're not human beings? It's a very common question. Why is Saint Michael a saint? He wasn't not a human being. He didn't live on this earth and struggle and like all the saints did. Well, remember, the word in English, saint, comes from the Latin word sanctus, which simply means holy. It doesn't mean a holy human being, it just means a holy one. And so a saint can apply, that title can apply to those who are not human. Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, they're holy. Why? Because they, like the other angels, they chose to serve God. As opposed to the fallen angels that we now call demons, who chose to not serve God, led by Lucifer, the bright shining one is what his name means. Lucifer was the most powerful angel who rebelled against God, refused to serve, and brought many angels with him as they were cast out of heaven. And so the angels, when they were created, they were given one eternal choice: to serve God or not to serve God. And again, those who chose not to serve God, Lucifer, now the devil and his demons, were kicked out of heaven. All the angels remained, and there they serve forever. So they're holy. All the angels are holy. So technically, all the angels are saints. We only know three of their names. So we know Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, and Saint Raphael. We each of us have our own guardian angels, which each guardian angel is a saint. That's why we ask our guardian angels to pray for us, to protect us, and to guide us to heaven. Thirdly, what do we know about Saint Michael? Each of the archangels, their names mean something. Their names express something about their mission, about who they are. Names are really important, especially in the Scriptures. Think about how Jesus changes Simon's name to Peter. Peter, which means rock, because Peter was called to be the rock upon which the church was built. So what do we know about Saint Michael? Saint Michael, his name means a question. His name actually means in Hebrew, who is like God? It's the question that Michael asked Lucifer, the devil, when the devil rebelled because in his pride he thought that he was like God. And so Michael says, who is like God? The implication is, no one is like God. And the devil thought he was like God. Who is like God? No one is like God. Saint Michael is mentioned in three different books of the Bible. He's mentioned in the Old Testament in the prophet Daniel. He's depicted as a guardian of the people of Israel who does battle against the spiritual forces at work against Israel. I mentioned too, he's referenced in Jude verse 9, which is one of the very short letters of the New Testament from St. Jude. There's this kind of obscure reference about how St. Michael battled with the devil over the body of Moses, and that's what's mentioned in Jude. It comes back to a Jewish tradition. And most famously, Michael is remembered from our second reading today from the book of Revelation, which depicts this battle in heaven that Michael leads the other angels in casting out the devil, Lucifer, and his followers, demons, out of heaven into hell. Number four, what do we know about Saint Gabriel? Well, Saint Gabriel's name literally means God has shown might, or God has shown his power. God shows his power. Saint Gabriel is mentioned in two books in the scriptures. He also, like Michael, appears in the prophet Daniel. He helps Daniel understand this vision that God gives him, what it means, and he also gives a prophecy to Daniel about the future of the people of Israel. But St. Gabriel is most famous for his appearance in the Gospel of Luke, where he shows up two times in Luke's Gospel in chapter 1. The first, his appearance to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, when he appears to Zechariah in the temple and lets him know that his wife Elizabeth will soon conceive a child, John, who will become the forerunner to the Messiah. And then probably most famously, Gabriel shows up then at the Annunciation, when he is sent by God to speak to the Virgin Mary to let her know that she is called to become the Mother of God. It's interesting, his name means God shows his might, God shows his power. And where does God so clearly show his power? Is in the Incarnation. In the fact that God became one of us, that God took on a human nature in his Son, Jesus Christ, to save us. And so it's right that Gabriel, whose name means God shows his power, would be the one to announce to the world, to announce to Mary, that the Savior is coming. God's power is coming to the earth to set all mankind free. Last one, number five. What do we know about Saint Raphael? Raphael, the name means God heals. Raphael shows up in just one book in the scriptures. Michael's in three, Gabriel's in two, and Raphael's in one. We see Saint Raphael in the book of Tobit in the Old Testament. If you've never read the book of Tobit, it's a great book. It's really short. It's just eight chapters long. It's this great short story in which Raphael is one of the main characters, the archangel. It's a story about this guy named Tobit, who is an Israelite in exile, and he prays to God because he goes blind, and he's suffering greatly because of his blindness, and God sends Raphael to help heal Tobit. He also helps out this other person in the story named Sarah, who had been married seven times, and her husband died on their wedding night seven times in a row because a demon had been oppressing her. And on this journey in the story, Raphael also helps Sarah by casting out this demon that was oppressing her. And Tobit's son, Tobiah, actually marries Sarah, and the eighth husband works, and he survives. So again, God heals. He heals Sarah from this demon oppressing her. He heals Tobit from his blindness. So there it is, five things every Catholic should know about the archangels. What is an archangel? It's a high-ranking angel. It's one of the angels that's named in Scripture. Number two, why do we call them saints? They're not human beings. Correct, but they're still holy, and that's what the word saint means, sanctus, holy. And thus, they're there to intercede for us and pray for us like all the other saints in heaven. What do we know about Saint Michael? His name means, who is like God? No one is like God. And he battles against the forces of the devil and protects the church. What do we know about Saint Gabriel? His name means, God has shown his power. He came to announce to the world the incarnation, that God's power is coming to save us. And lastly, what do we know about Saint Raphael? His name means God heals and reminds us that through the angels, God wants to heal us of our challenges and infirmities. This, of course, is our Paris Feast Day because we're of St. Michael, obviously. And one of the things I'm so grateful for is that tradition that Father Richard's established, that at the end of every Mass, we kneel down and we pray the St. Michael prayer. I think that's so important because it reminds me that I'm in a spiritual battle. When the deacon dismisses us, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Before I walk out the doors of this church, I kneel down and I say, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. It reminds me as I walk out the doors of this church that there's a fight that I must enter, a battle. And again, this isn't a battle for land or for physical violence, not that kind of battle. It's a spiritual battle in which I go out to fight for what's good, for what's true, to fight for faith, to fight for love, to fight for justice, to fight for life. We walk out of these doors, we go to a battle, and it's good to know that we have Saint Michael with us, praying for us, fighting with us, fighting for us. Today, as we honor the great archangels, as we celebrate this feast day of our parish, let's ask for their prayers, let's ask for their help, that we could be strengthened in the battle. As we walk out these doors, we would do that every day. With their help, we would fight for truth. We'd fight for justice. We'd fight for life. We'd fight for faith. We'd fight for love. That we would serve God all the days of our lives in this battle, just like the angels do.